Hey everybody, really excited about a new podcast I'm doing. So before you check out this one, and thank you for being a subscriber here, please check out my new show, Props and Drops, with the co-founder of DraftKings, Matt Kalish. We'll be talking a ton about alternative investing and quite a bit about sports, betting, and in the alt investing world, sports cards, sneakers, clearly NFTs. Gonna be a little more fun, a little bit more culture, day-to-day humor. I think you're gonna really like the first episode if you haven't checked it out. The link to the new show, Props and Drops, is in the description of this podcast. Please check it out. Would mean the world to me if you gave it a spin and hit me up on Twitter and told me what you thought.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
For you to get what you want in your life and business, you have to give the other people the thing they want so that you get what you want. I call it 51-49. Basically, every relationship I have, every business dealings I have, and the way I frame up my entire being, it's why I have popularity or cult of personality. It's because I think it's smart to give more to an audience than you ask for in return. And so when you're building your product and your service and whatever you're up to, you need to find the angle of leverage. You are competing with a lot of other people that want people's attention. When I started working with Budweiser, the beer, it was crazy to me. I walked into a meeting and I said, you know, okay, we're competing with Miller or Carlsberg. We're competing, right? We're competing with, and they said, we're comparing for share of throat. Budweiser globally worries about how much water you're drinking, how much Coca-Cola you're drinking. I mean, it was just really interesting, and it was kind of how I think about attention. You may be thinking you're competing against somebody else who has a trampoline business. You're not. You're competing against anybody who has anything else to do that weekend in Denmark with those 4 hours. So we are living through a world, my friends, where there's more options than ever. How many people here manage, how many people here have more than 10 employees? Raise your hands, right? We're living in a world where our employees have more options than ever, either to do things for themselves or other employers. And no matter how good your labor laws are and how long they have to stay with you before they go to the new job, they still have options greater than there were 10 or 15 years ago. So I think the biggest thing that I think a lot about is supply and demand. It is such a simple, basic business trade. And it's something I'm very intuitive towards. And it is basically how I think about everything, how I manage my people, how I create my business, how I treat my customers. It is a supply and demand world, and you need to understand that the cost of creating things that can pull our customers' attentions away from us has gotten so low that there is so much supply. There is so much supply of information and videos and pictures that this is the reason that I believe that advertising, not that it's dead, but the thought that you're gonna put out something that is selfishly in your interest and you're gonna get somebody to actually pay attention to it with the technology advances that we have today and with all the supply of information is almost impossible. And every day that goes by, it will become more impossible. So, number one, first and foremost, I need people to start thinking that they're a media company and a publisher more than they're an advertiser for their business. That this the skill set that I think so many people will get in the future to succeed is how do I put a piece of content? How do I make a white paper? How many people here are B2B? Raise your hands. Great. So for you, for your world, how do you make a white paper that's 6 pages deep, a presentation on Skillshare, then post on LinkedIn because Skillshare is owned by LinkedIn, and when you use Skillshare on LinkedIn, more people organically see it. Tactic. How do you make a Skillshare that gives people value and it's not a sales deck for somebody to sign up for a free trial in your landing page optimized funnel so that you then become a client? It is just black and white, an incredible piece of information that all the construction workers, that all the lawyers, that all the CTOs in your target audience will get value out. And basically what I'm saying very carefully to all of you is, when I wrote Jab, 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 Right Hook and The Thank You Economy, they were the two titles. There was a third title I never used. It was called Guilt Marketing. I basically believe that the place that we're going is unless you guilt your audience into doing business with you because you provided so much upfront value that you will get suffocated over the next decade or two of opportunities for the end consumer. And so that what I do every day is think about that. You have to wrap your head around the game you're playing in, which is the following. There is more information created now in 24 hours than used to be created in decades, only 50 years ago. Like, let's just stick with me here. There is more content being created in 24 hours than used to be created in the decades of the 50s and 60s. Now, do you feel as good about your documentary? Do you feel as good about your poster? It gets hard when you actually understand what the is actually happening here. And so what I believe is happening for all the business owners in here and entrepreneurs is that you need to wrap your head around the mindset of how you get yourself into a place of accepting this and then acting on it. And how does it become practical? The reason I brought up interns earlier is there's always supply and demand. When something emerges, other opportunity happens. Amazon, scaring everybody in retail in America and other parts of the world, right? Amazon is in the wine business. They bought Whole Foods. They now have liquor licenses in every state. Everybody at my dad's company, Wine Library, scared. Me, excited. Why? Not because I'm a character or I'm trying to act cool. Because I go on Amazon's site and I find wines that Amazon has that we're selling for less, and then I send emails to customers that say cheaper than Amazon, which is true. And then from a branding standpoint, it makes them think we're incredible because nobody's cheaper than Amazon on anything. And even though Amazon is gonna take market share, they're not gonna take it from me. In every single thing that happens, I just said more content in 24 and 48 hours than in decades. Ooh. How are people gonna watch my stuff? Meanwhile, more creators that are talented than we've ever seen before. Every single person here should write a blog post, send an email, make a video or make an audio piece of content tomorrow, hiring three content producers as interns or the lowest possible cost you can pay them based on the laws in this country tomorrow. You immediately have a media company at remarkably low price, including if it's allowed free, depending on the rules. And that's what you should be thinking about. Because if you do not wrap your head around that you were a media company first, I don't care what you do. If you do not wrap your head around that you were a media company first, comma, a lawyer, comma, a designer, comma, a sneaker salesman. If you do not understand that you were a media company, your business, like the earlier questions, you don't have to become a personal brand, but that means your logo of your company has to become a brand that produces content that actually has value to the target audience that you're trying to set. Now, don't take it very direct. Let me give you an example. I have a lawyer friend who's starting a golf podcast. He's starting a podcast around golf once a week. He's interviewing golfers, golf in the business, but he's a lawyer looking for other people to hire him as a lawyer. His strategy is that the people that are actively hardcore about golf in America are high net worth individuals who can afford the law practice that he provides. So that if he makes something that those doctors and other business people want to listen to, golf, that because it's brought to you by this law firm, he will get the residual business. Now, my friends, this is actually a tactic that is hundreds of years in the making and uniquely European. Let me explain. The Guinness Beer Company. The Guinness Beer Company started the Guinness Book of World Records because pub sales were down and they wanted them to grow. And they did surveying and realized that people talked about trivia in the pubs, and they decided to create the Guinness Book of World Records so that people in the pubs would talk about the crazy world records, reinforce the Guinness brand, and then order a pint of Guinness. Michelin. The reason you've gone to a two or three star Michelin restaurant is because almost 100 years ago, the Michelin tire company wanted rich people from London and Paris to start driving to the countryside and stop by the gas stations and use up their tires, so they bought new ones. So they started favorably reviewing restaurants, hotels, and inns in the countryside, and then making a book that drove propaganda and media to the rich in those towns, and people started going there for the best foie gras. Media as marketing for business results. What is old becomes new, and that, in a framework, is the new strategy that I think has the biggest upside for every business in here, regardless of what you do.
Do you have a mentor yourself or a mastermind group of people you meet on a regular basis and discuss business matters with?
Nope.
How's that for a good question?
And this is interesting. I'm trying to figure out if I can bring you value in this. Nor have I ever. My mentor is you. It is far better for you to look up to the 31 people that leave comments on your than to watch me more. My mentor is the market. My mentor is your attentions and your behaviors. So I've, outside of my parents, I've never put it, I don't know anything about any business person ever. I've read 5 books in my life. I'm not part of any group. I consume no content. I consume the market, which is why I see these things, because I watch what you do. You know how Wikipedia and YouTube, you start watching something or reading something and 3 hours later, you're learning about like redheaded Eskimos, right? That's what I do with people. Now I get a lot of comments now. 70% of it is I'm the greatest thing of all time, which feels nice. 10% of it is I'm a piece of. And then the 20%, there's people trying to leave something thoughtful. Of that 20%, 5% of it is thoughtful. They figured it out, they got it, and then I click their face. Who else do they follow? Oh, they're getting tricked by that one, but they got this, why? Oh, why are they taking pictures of, you know, music festivals? Why are they drinking beer? Why is craft beer moving? What did it? And 7 hours later, I have a pulse on something that's happening in the ecosystem. I didn't invest in Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr by accident. I'm not hanging out with the hip hop stars that are the next Kanye and Drake by accident. I'm doing real hardcore research of the thing that matters. You're my mentor. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, "Every episode is fire. I've never been let down by not even one episode. Gary delivers knowledge, wisdom, and gratitude in every podcast. I've been a listener of his content for years now and share it with everyone I can. His knowledge is not only just for business, but for people's personal lives and those striving to crush any goal." Thank you so much for that amazing review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.